At first glance, it appears that a lease option only benefits the buyer. After all, the buyer is not obligated to buy the property. But if he or she chooses to do so, the seller is required to sell. If the lease option is carefully structured, however, it can be good for both the buyer and the seller. Let's take a look at the benefits for both. For the buyer, the major benefits of a lease option are these. First, the risk is low and the financial leverage can be high. Second, the buyer can walk away from the contract if the value of the property on the specified future date does not justify its purchase at the agreed-upon price, or for any other reason they can walk away. Third, the buyer receives control and possession of the property. Fourth, usually a portion of the monthly payment is credited toward the purchase price. And last, very little or no initial closing costs. Option consideration is normally small compared to the value of the property. Therefore, the buyer risks very little and can control a large property having put practically no money down. This is truly great financial leverage for the buyer. When a buyer enters into a lease option with a seller, he or she is betting that the value of the property on a specified future date will be greater than the agreed-upon purchase price. If it's not, at least that considerable equity may be achieved as a result of credits from the monthly payments towards the purchase price. If the buyer is right, then by purchasing the property at the specified date or price, he or she will gain instant equity. If, however, the value of the property on the specified future date is less than the specified purchase price, the buyer can walk away from the contract or attempt to renegotiate the price. A lease option gives the buyer both control and possession of a property. The buyer gets the benefits of occupying or subleasing the property and perhaps even improving it to increase its value. The buyer can even generate profit from the property by leasing it to someone else. The seller can also benefit from a well-structured lease option. Here are a few of the ways that that can happen. First, the agreed-upon price of the property is frequently at the top of its current market value. Second, the option money that the seller receives is tax-deferred. Third, the option is usually forfeited if the rent is not paid on time. Fourth, the seller receives all of the equity buildup or amortization on the mortgage during the option period. Five, the tenant has pride of ownership and therefore an incentive to take care of the property. Number six, the rents including that portion that will apply to the option price is at the top of or above the fair market value. And last, the seller has the ability to quickly regain possession and control of the property in the event of the optionee's default in meeting the terms of the agreement. The process is an eviction rather than a foreclosure. When a buyer and seller agree to a lease option, they must set the purchase price of the property in the contract. Typically, the set price might be at the very top of the current market value range that applies to the property. In fact, depending upon the length of the option period, it can even be higher. This higher price compensates the seller for a potential increase in the value of the property due to inflation. If the purchase price is based on a formula rather than a fixed price, the lease option can be structured so that the seller shares in any increase in the property's value over the terms of the option agreement. Many options that are structured this way tie the purchase price to a cost of living increase or a rate of inflation. Others specify that an appraisal will be performed at a particular time by two appraisers, and that the purchase price will be the average of the appraised values. In general, I feel it best to set a specific price at the time you first negotiate the option. One other benefit to the seller is that the portion of the payment applicable to the purchase price is tax-deferred. This applies to money received both as a lump sum at contract signing and on a continuing monthly basis. No tax is due on that money until the option is either exercised or forfeited at the end of the contract term. If the buyer exercises the option, any money received by the seller is treated as a capital gain or ordinary income, depending upon the seller's tax situation, how long the seller has owned the property, and whether or not it was the seller's principal residence. If the buyer chooses not to exercise the option, the money that's been paid to the seller is treated as ordinary income. So you see, the seller benefits either way, because he or she gets the untaxed use of the option money for a period of time. Also, during the option period, the seller retains ownership of the property. Therefore, he or she receives all the tax benefits from owning the property, as well as any equity from amortization of any existing mortgages. Some lease options are even structured so that the buyer's option consideration does not apply toward the purchase price of the property. While I would advise against this, When this happens, the extra money that the seller receives is simply a premium. Even though the seller retains ownership of the property, however, the buyer has a strong incentive to take good care of the property that he or she might someday own. Finally, if the option is structured correctly, the seller will never have to worry about whether they receive their payments on time. Most options specify that the option is forfeited if the rent is not paid on a timely basis. Therefore, buyers almost always make sure the rent is paid in a timely manner. Also, the rent, including option payments, is usually set at or above the fair market rent for the property.